If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not the Bob and Joe show right now, or I guess technically it is, but this is Chris Muller in here. Joe was vamping out in the hallway briefly.
Ah, there he is. Our special guest Malzy taking over.
I've been in this spot many times where Joe is supposed to be doing something and I just am the one carrying the mail, steering the ship.
Sometimes,
so to speak.
Malzy, I just go out into the hallway and I go, Joe? Joe?
Why didn't you tell me the show was
Joe?
Back on?
He was looking for you the entire time. He walked around. He did an entire lap around the building saying, where is he? And I said, who? And then he said, Joe.
I was telling Greta that her compassion for her fellow earthlings is beyond commendable, which she enjoyed.
And have you ever heard of the band Greta Van Fleet?
No, they only sound, Fred Van Fleet.
They sound exactly like Led Zeppelin if you want to like really have your socks knocked off at the similarity. Anyway, Joe.
I went to talk to Donnie Chedrick. You know him? Why wasn't he invited to your lunch?
We lobbied for that to happen and just...
Wait, you just went out to lunch. Why are you eating?
No, this is getting put in the fridge for later.
Okay.
Very smart.
All right.
How are you?
Well, Malzy, it's nice to see you, I must say.
I wish I could say the feeling's mutual.
I just saw Pony in the hallway. His quiz to limits yesterday garnered national attention.
Oh, it was mine, too. I mean, we were grilling him. You know what? I told Austin this, and I like Austin. We do it because we love. The Penn State stuff seems to be the team he rides the hardest for is Penn State football.
Right.
Now, we've given him a hard time that he'll adopt 12 college basketball teams at once, like an entire orphanage full of teams in
fine.
The NCAA tournament.
How does he not know the Heisman Trophy winner?
And here's the thing about
Bobby
Austin,
Ingram.
I can't hear you, so you don't want to participate in this one because I won't be able to sequentially respond. But Capoletti not only is a Heisman winner, but there's like a great story, a sad story. His brother, obviously, little brother fighting cancer.
Right. Something for Joey is the movie.
Right. I want you to score 4 touchdowns. And Capoletti in the bowl game against whoever scores 3 in the first half. Paterno back in that day did not feel he was very against running up the score. Capoletti refused to tell him about what his little brother had asked him to do after being like very unlike, you know, thinking it very unlikely that he could even do it in the first place. Finally, a teammate goes over to Paterno and has the gumption to say, hey, John's little brother asked him to score 4 touchdowns. And Paterno, the story goes, shoves him right back in the game and he scores his 4th touchdown on that drive. Like, that's an all-timer.
It's a great movie.
And then I appreciate that Austin had his head in the right place because he knew Kyle Brady went in the top 10 of the 95 draft or whatever. But, like, man, the big three of Collins, Kajana Carter, and Ingram's a pretty well-known big three.
I know. We feel horrible for him at times, but we also feel proud.
Here's what this has set up, though. At the next Fan 5 alarm coming up in under a month, I will be proctoring the ultimate producer sports knowledge and general knowledge quiz.
Me against him?
No. Him, Don. I'll get them all together. Him and Donnie and whoever else. I mean, I might even bring like Nelly, part-timers, Charlie Gorgeous Borges.
Yeah.
But as the quiz show champion emeritus... I think it is my place, like Ken Jennings on Jeopardy, to take up the mantle here and put these boys through their paces.
Let's do it. Malzy's laid down the gauntlet for you, Limits.
No backing out of that one.
You better respond. Thank you, Malzy. Oh, he already left.
You didn't tell Malzi that I said earlier that I have Penn State third.
Nor did I.
It is a growing fandom. It could eventually become one.
Nor did I ask him if he was honored that you have early onset Malzi disease.
I would love to know how you would respond to that.
Felt uncomfortable to bring it up. Here's a topic before we get back into Skeens. What are we doing with Tommy Pham exactly? Why is he still here? Can somebody tell me that, please?
Yes, I can. The Pirates paid him $4 million in the offseason.
Who cares?
He is not going anywhere.
Who cares? Tommy Pham is going to serve his one-game suspension. Who cares that they care? And why would you be beholden to somebody that you spent 10 cents on? And that's what $4 million is Major League Baseball. It's not like they've never cut ties with somebody before. They've gotten rid of guys before when they can't play.
But there's also precedent with Rowdy that they're going to let him go as long as possible if they believe in them. And they believe in Tommy Pham and his toughness. They shouldn't, but they do.
He's suspended. Is it tonight that he's suspended?
I think it was yesterday.
It was yesterday's game he was suspended?
Conveniently, the same game that O'Neill Cruz was not able to play because he's a little banged up.
So it was for the inappropriate actions toward fans. Whose side were you on there?
Tommy Pham's.
I mean, he did say, didn't the guy make contact with him? Shouldn't somebody be thrown out of a game for that?
Yeah, you can't make contact with the players, but I don't think that gesture was
No, I don't think
it
certainly didn't warrant that.
No.
But that just adds to all this. It just adds to the calamity that is Tommy Pham. How long are we going to do this? Put somebody else there. What's happening with Ron's son, Nick York, and Billy Cook and people like that?
They're just hanging out.
What positions do they play? Are they hitting at all? Can they be called up here? Can we get anybody up here other than this guy?
Well, Billy Cook can play first base, and he can also play a little bit in the outfield. I think he can play all three positions, mostly corners.
There you go. What's he hitting?
So you would think that he'd be a guy that would be able to do that. In Indianapolis this year, though, he's only hitting 185 in 31 games.
8 points higher than Pham. Get him up here.
Not been good.
No home runs. He's hitting 176. He's 37. He got suspended. Where does he rank on all-time free agent busts for the Pirates' limits?
Oh, boy. That's a big-time list. No one can ever, well, I mean, there can, but within reason. But no one can rank in the modern era ahead of Lonnie Chisenhall, who never played one game.
I don't know.
Is it
worse not to play at all or to play the way Derek Bell did and then quit in the famous Operation Shutdown routine?
Yeah.
I think that's worse.
The Chisenhall story has just become more of folklore than anything.
I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
And his Wikipedia page is just incredible. On November 27, 2018, Chisenhall signed a one-year contract with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Of course, it wasn't a two-year deal. Worth $2.75 million. He was placed on the injured list at the end of spring training. After sustaining an injury to his finger, he never played a game for the Pirates.
A finger injury.
And then the next line is, on February 21st, Chisenhall announced his retirement from professional baseball. He looks like a good signing compared to this guy. I mean, Raul Mondesi is up on that list. He quit, just like Derek Bell. And then Jeremy Bernitz is certainly high on that list. I remember him dogging it to first. And Jim Tracy with the legendary quote when somebody said, you know, Bernitz didn't run out that ball. He said, what, did you expect him to be safe? That was the manager's line.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, what if the first baseman bobbles the ball, Jim? I mean, no, I didn't expect him to be safe, but the idea behind running out of ground balls, if something goes awry, you have a chance to be safe. Plus, yeah. it's just part of being
effort.
You know, a major leaguer. Although, to be fair, who does run out ground balls 100% anymore? Limits. There are some guys
some people
who do
still
it,
do. McCutcheon,
but not a lot.
I think mostly does.
Yeah, people do it, but it's become more commonplace than ever to not do it. But yes, Tommy Pham is absolutely on the list of all-time pirate busts already, and I cannot fathom what the point is of moving forward. Like, you say the money, so what do you mean by that? Why not just call up a kid and pay Tommy Pham to not play since he's not really playing anyway? Like, what does the money make a difference? If you replaced him with more money, then I could say, okay, now you're really throwing money down the toilet. They would just replace him with a guy who's not making anything anyway. So what's the difference?
Well, because then they're going to have to eat that money if they ultimately
They already are eating it. They have a Tommy Pham plate every night.
That's why I think that they would rather play him and see if they can get what they believe his surface level stats are going to be.
I don't care. It makes no sense.
I agree.
Yeah, let's keep playing him to see if he's worth $4 million.
He's played 34 games this year.
He stinks.
The Pirates have played a total of 42. He's played 34 of their 42, was suspended for one. He's hitting 176, six RBIs. No power, by the way. 34 strikeouts as well in as many games.
Yeah, he might be hitting for a low average, but he also doesn't have power.
No, like, I would bench him. Even if he's like your 26th man
no,
on the roster.
No, I'm not talking about benching him. That's a waste, too. It's time to move. It's time to make some sort of statement and just move on. Okay? We did that wrong. Another huge mistake by Ben Cherington. Move on. Get anybody else to play out there. Put Henry Davis out back in the outfield.
I don't know about that, but I do agree with the portion of moving on from Pham and not even having him be around. I'm just saying the perspective that I don't believe that they would do it. I would cut ties completely. I don't think they will because Cherington's going to make the excuse.
Yeah, I didn't say they would.
Well,
that's not a prediction.
We haven't given them enough time.
It's not a prediction. It's a recommendation.
I'll second that recommendation.
Thank you.
I'll second your motion.
All right. Let's move on to Skeens. We have some calls. And, you know, it's a delicate situation because Skeens is good. He's really good. Should have won last night. The story of Paul Skeens this season, the biggest story, is how his team stinks around him and just set a franchise record for going 18 games in a row without getting to even 5 runs, which is remarkable. But there's another story here, and that is that this isn't really the Skeens I expected, that we expected. His strikeouts are down 3 per game. That's a gigantic decrease. You had people writing before the season and talking nationally about how this guy has a chance to be one of the greatest, if not the greatest pitcher who ever lived. I thought we might see a Bob Gibson type year. And I still think Skeens will heat up to the moment, but it has been interesting to monitor. And he's not pitching as I and I think most of us thought he would.
He's still great, but he's not elite. He's not the number one best of the best starter in all of baseball that many of us expected him to be this year, as maybe not a slam dunk, but a true favorite to win the Cy Young. That's what he was, betting favorite.
And it's not happening, and it hasn't looked dominant.
No, it's looked really good. It doesn't look dominant.
That's the surprising thing. It hasn't looked dominant. 412-928-9370. And again, for the 100th time today, he's not a problem. So even to say he's the least of their problems isn't accurate. He's just not who I thought he'd be so far this season. Really. And it's kind of eye-opening, actually, to watch him and say, I thought this was the guy who was going to come out and just absolutely torture people, blow them away, and instead 3 fewer strikeouts a game. I think he is trying to pitch to more contact to get deeper into games, and I'm not sure that's the way to go. And yet, he only allows one earned run.
And they've let him throw as much as, what, 108 pitches this year?
Yeah.
I mean, that could even be an extra inning. Here is Ken in South Park to chime in on Skeens.
Hello, Ken.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, man. What's up?
I'm not sure if somebody called in or one of you guys said that maybe the Pirates are ruining Paul Skeens.
No, I said that'll become the storyline if his numbers really start to decline, is that people will start to say, fairly or not, that even that they could even ruin him. But go ahead.
But, last year when I thought, he came in and was blowing everybody away, I think him as a 22-year-old might have been hoping the Pirates would get him somebody like a Pete Alonso or somebody. You know, he's pitching in front of 5,000 people. That's terrible.
What's your overall point?
I think they need to get... Well, obviously, they need a few more bats.
Yeah.
And maybe Paul will start, throwing 100 miles an hour again. Because, like I said, I thought last year he might do what he's doing this year. I don't know if it's on purpose. Or what?
Well, now you're the second person who said that Skeens might be like taking a little off on purpose as if he wants to save himself for a future contract and not burn himself out with this franchise. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's why I say he needs a bat. Obviously, definitely needs a bat or two.
I appreciate the call. Limits, that's insane.
Yes.
However, Pirate fans have been driven to that place by what has gone on here for years and years.
Yes.
So I don't blame anybody for thinking anything. I don't think that's the case. I don't think Skeens would do that. But I don't blame anybody for being in a place of utter madness at this point. Paranoia is really the word, where they feel like everything and everyone is against them and bad things are always happening. Do you know why they think that?
Well, because there were 20 consecutive years of losing and there's been nothing since 15, and bad things happen over and over again. Look at this year. They pile up. It's been constant this year.
Because bad things always are happening.
Yeah. It's sad.
That's the Occam's razor explanation.
Oh, Occam's razor.
The simplest explanation is the right one. People come up with crazy theories and get very paranoid and expect bad things to happen because bad things are happening all the time. But no, that isn't happening. Well, I think what might be, though, we've talked with Michael McHenry about it, and Mike was unable to join us today. I think he'll be back next week, is that, I think he wants to get deeper into games. And I think the way to do that is to pitch to contact a little bit. And, when you do, I think of Gerrit Cole when I think of that strategy, or Glasnow. It felt like the Pirates used to want guys to do that, and it just wasn't their natural personality. It wasn't their pitching personality. It wasn't what they did best. And we saw, Cole went from here where he was good, 1 year great, but mostly good, and then he all of a sudden turned into a right-handed Randy Johnson. Now, Spider Tack might have had something to do with that.
Possible.
But also other teams' philosophies of be who you are. And I wonder if Skeens is enacting that or not this season. That's all.
Skeens, in regard to pitching to contact, gave up 3 home runs against the Cubs. Other than that, he's only allowed 1 all season long. So, mm-hmm. When you talk about pitch to contact, there's obviously that fear, especially how hard he throws, of how hard the ball might fly out of the ballpark. He's still done a decent job, allowed 10 last year, of keeping it in. But the walks are up a little bit.
Walks up, strikeouts significantly down.
Yeah.
When you go from 11.5 to 8.5, I don't know what percent that is because I'm an idiot. That's a significant amount.
Last 3 starts, 4 walks against the Cubs, 4 walks against St. Louis, 3 walks against the Mets last night.
Yeah, that's not going to do anything to help keep you in games. That'll elevate your pitch count more than going for strikeouts will, right?
Right, and especially last year, 32 walks, 170 strikeouts. That's the dominance that we're talking about. Because his walks per 9 are up this year.
Next.
Here is Dave in Gibsonia.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Joe. It's Gary, but that's okay. Listen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Same thing, really.
nobody's looking at the catching issue. Last year, he had Grandel in delay, and even though Grandel wasn't the best hitter in the world, he was a great framer, and he called a great game.
It's funny you mentioned this. I just saw our friend Nancy Rich in the hallway, and she said this was her theory as well. It's funny that you mentioned this, that Grandel, because he was a pitch framer, helped elevate, maybe that accounts for one strikeout a game. Do you think so, Limits?
I think it's a possibility because Grandel defensively was a pretty solid catcher, and we know that Bart is kind of average and Henry Davis has improved, but Grandel's better.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, one of the things, if you look at Davis right now, because he's still learning his craft, which I don't understand because he was in college as a catcher, but the way he frames, if you watch carefully, a lot of times he will create a situation where there's a strike, but because he's trying to perfectly frame things, he'll quickly move up his mitt, and it winds up being a ball. And he doesn't keep. I wish McHenry would have been on today. I was kind of hoping that he was going to be on to talk about the framing aspect because I've been watching him carefully.
Yeah,
Davis, I'm talking about. And the other thing is he's calling the game, and he's not shaking him off. Watch again, schemes. He is going with his catcher, saying, "Listen, you're the one that looked into this. You're the game plan that you have here together." And he goes with him. But I think a lot of it's the catching issue. I don't think it's him. His slot's a little different, but that not that much different. But definitely take a look at the catching.
I think that's actually a really good point to at least look at that as one of the factors at play here. Coming up, Limits, let's make our predictions on another big night.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.